I walk around the house, drunk. I'm wearing women's slippers. Man, I must be a sight to behold. But I'm not quite sure. I lost my mirror. And the pizza I ordered offers no reflection. I walk around the house. I think about people who have fouled me and therefore should die. But then, I think of all the interesting crafts you can make with toilet paper rolls. Once a year, I get drunk in a darkened house for a week. I get drunk and watch Eraserhead. As I think we all do sometimes, it's my vacation. Once a year, I have a little black and white drunkathon. No phones, not a single luxury. My horoscope has been suspended. Loud, industrial noises. The first 3 days, I just watch. Well, I drink and watch. Eraserhead. The third and fourth day, I usually find myself pacing, circling the TV, looking at the glow from behind. I'll pause for a pizza. I won't eat it. I just order it to prove I'm still in control. Eraserhead. By the end of the week, I interact with this majestic little film. Not so much words as gesticulations. I kiss the screen. I rub my buttered belly on the screen. As I think we all do sometimes, I roam around the house, the darkened, drunken house. Sometimes, and this is gonna be about an hour before dawn, I put a rose up my bum. You know, the business end sticking out, and I sort of improvise a playful dance in my surroundings. La 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 la, raise your head. If you were there, in my house, you could follow a trail of those rose petals, and they would lead to me, curled up, fetal position, quivering, crying, my teeth chattering, industrial, eraser head type noises coming from inside me. And as you pick me up and wrap me in a blanket, my vacation would be complete. This behavior might disturb me if Eraserhead weren't such a fine little film. Don't you think?